Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, April 26th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View. Leading off today, Apple Store employees are continuing their fight to unionize, and Apple is ramping up its efforts to put a stop to those unionization talks. First and foremost, a retail location in Atlanta will become the first Apple Store in the United States to file for a union election. This comes after Apple Store employees at the company's Grand Central Terminal location in New York City started the process of collecting signatures, but has not yet gotten to the step of filing for a union election. According to a new report from Bloomberg, the proposed union in Atlanta would include 107 workers at the Apple Store located in Cumberland Mall, with 70% of workers signing cards of support and planning to file an election petition with the National Labor Relations Board. The organizers of this election in Atlanta plan to raise base wages to $28 per hour, which is $8 more per hour than Apple currently pays. That said, this is still below what the employees say is a living wage of $31 per hour as a single parent with one child living in the Atlanta area. Organizers, though, say that $28 is the minimum needed for a single employee to afford a one-bedroom apartment without being rent-burdened. But as these Apple Store employees ramp up their efforts to unionize, Apple is not letting these efforts gain traction without a fight. While Apple has yet to make a public statement about these unionization plans, it has already started working with anti-union lawyers to get ahead of these efforts before they gain any more traction. The Verge reports that Apple is working with the San Francisco-based Littler Mendelson law firm to de-escalate these union fights. This is the same law firm that is representing Starbucks in its efforts to stop its own employees from unionizing. The firm also worked with McDonald's in 2014 when workers were calling for a $15 per hour minimum wage. Apple's management, The Verge explains, is showing that they are indeed trying to prevent their employees from exercising their right to form a union. But the important context here is that even though Littler Mendelson is viewed as one of the top anti-union law firms in the U.S., it's not having much success representing Starbucks. Starbucks employees at multiple locations in the U.S. have already successfully formed unions, despite these anti-union lawyers and anti-union statements from the company attempting to sway employees in the opposite direction. Apple Store employees have also said that the company is spreading anti-union messaging during meetings, and employees believe that most of the information being said by Apple Store managers is misinformation trying to scare employees. Regardless of the outcome of Apple Store employees' efforts to unionize, it's clear that Apple is not going down without a fight. But at the same time, Apple Store employees are also not going down without a fight. So this is shaping up to be a lengthy battle for unionization for Apple Store workers across the U.S. In other news today, while rumors about the iPhone 14 are in full swing, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is looking pretty far into the future. Kuo reports that the 2024 iPhone models, which presumably would be the iPhone 16, are likely to feature under-display Face ID for at least the iPhone 16 Pro, which would be the first all-screen without a notch version of the iPhone ever released. Kuo says that this full-screen iPhone will come in 2024 with an under-display front camera and an under-display Face ID sensor. Moving the front-facing camera underneath the iPhone display is not without trade-offs, but Kuo says that Apple will rely on an improved image signal processor and software algorithms for maintaining or even improving front-facing camera quality. So what this means is that the iPhone 14 coming this year will feature a notch replacement in the form of a hole punch and pill-shaped design, giving for a very slight increase in screen real estate. And this same design is expected to be used with the iPhone 15 next year. Then, if everything goes according to plan, which is a big if, we can expect the first full-screen iPhone without a notch or any sort of Face ID cutout in 2024. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View, a health and fitness dashboard for tracking your health data with insights, widgets, Apple Watch support, and more. Fitness View makes it easy to track your health app statistics with a clean interface, allowing you to see your daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly progress at a glance. You can set specific goals for your health information, customize your health kit data to your likings so you can focus on what metrics matter to you, and of course, you can keep track of everything directly on your Apple Watch in addition to your iPhone. Fitness View supports all of the latest iOS 15 and watchOS 8 features, including home screen widgets, multiple complications on the Apple Watch, and all of the latest data types in the Apple Health application. If you're looking for a health and fitness dashboard for your iPhone and Apple Watch, Fitness View is the best option there is. You can get started with Fitness View in the App Store for your iPhone and Apple Watch, and hit the link in the show notes below to learn more. My thanks to Fitness View from Fun Media for sponsoring 95 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, Twitter has made it official. It will accept Elon Musk's offer to buy the company at a value of $54.20 per share. This values Twitter at $44 billion, and once the deal is finalized, Twitter will become a privately held company by Elon Musk. Initially, reports indicated that Twitter was not interested in accepting Musk's offer to acquire the company, with Twitter's board of directors even going as far as to adopt a poison pill strategy to avoid a hostile takeover by Musk. Musk referred to his first offer, which is the one Twitter has now accepted, as his best and final offer to take the company private, and he said it was the duty of Twitter's board of directors to act in the best interest of shareholders. With the deal valued at $54.20 per share, Twitter shareholders will each receive $54.20 per share they own. In a statement after the acquisition was announced, Elon Musk said, quote, "Free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy, and Twitter is the digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated. I also want to make Twitter better than ever by enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, defeating spam bots, and authenticating all humans. Twitter has tremendous potential, and I look forward to working with the company and the community of users to unlock it." End quote. Once this deal is finalized, Twitter will be privately held, and the deal was unanimously approved by the Twitter board of directors. We're still waiting on more details on what exactly this means for the future of Twitter leadership, including what role Elon Musk will take on, or if he will take on any official role beyond being the owner of the company. We expect to learn more details soon, and the deal is likely to close sometime this year. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.